The National Environment and Planning Agency, an executive agency under the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, presents NEPABEAT, a 5-minute radio program on the agency's roles and functions.
Me say, me glad Fidelic Korean fall, you see? The trout did I do it too bad, man.
Yes, man. All the river put on khaki suit, you know, as old time people would have said. What a whole heap of water.
Philip, You ever wonder how come the rain falls so scatter and the river still manage to full up, so?
Well, at the catchment area, you know.
Then, that not the same thing them call watershed.
It's same one. And you know so them call it that because when the rain fall, it basically just get up in a one general location, you know. Then it drain down in at the river.
So, where you find them catchment area there?
Well, them can be anywhere, you know. Anywhere water can collect up. And it provide water for all kind of use to communities.
But if them can be anywhere? That no means that people can't have access to them and do things like wash and bathe and fling all sorts of something in the water. Then, they go straight in at the river and God knows where it will end up next.
Mama, not anymore, Marlene. Them have a project, you know, where they monitor the ear of them. So them kind of thing don't happen so bad anymore.
Oh, thank you, Father. So tell me more.
So, the watershed, you see?
A watershed is the area of land that feeds water into a river through the process of precipitation, draining through the landscape into tributaries and into the main river channel. The Hope River and the Alice River watershed areas together provide approximately 40% of the potable water used in Kingston and St. Andrew. Yalas and Hope River Watershed Management Areas project, developed and spearheaded by the National Environment and Planning Agency, is seeking to improve the quality and quantity of water in these catchment areas. The project, launched in April 2015, will run until 2019. Project coordinator Nelson English Johnson tells us about the initiative.
So the project has three components. The first one looks at building capacity of how it is that we manage our watersheds here in Jamaica. How it works right now is that there are a lot of different entities, both government and NGO, that has a little bit of the job to take care of our watersheds. So for example, NEPA, they do water quality monitoring. We have the forestry department who are responsible for ensuring that the forests are kept in good condition. RADA works with the farmers. So everybody has a little bit of the mandate of protecting our watersheds.
Component 2 looks at quantifying our natural resources and developing a payment for ecosystem services scheme. Mrs. English Johnson tells us more.
So our environment provides us with certain services like water and clean air. All of these things have a cost. So through the project, we're going to be trying to value these ecosystem services.
This component is aimed at working with residents and stakeholders within the location of the watershed. Knowing the monetary value of the natural resources will allow NEPA to ascertain the extent of the potential damage to the area. Then this figure will be used to facilitate best practices to avoid the damage altogether.
The third component, it's all about sustainable livelihoods, it is about agriculture, and it's about forestry. So we'll be working with the communities, especially those in the upper reaches of the watershed, to improve their agricultural practices. On the alternative livelihood side, we'll also be working with community groups to see what else can be done to help persons to generate a living.
Key partners in this project include the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, Forestry Department, Jamaica Conservation Development Trust, Water Resources Authority, the National Water Commission, and the Parish Councils. For more information about the Yalas and Hope River Watershed Management Areas project, contact NEPA at 754-7540 or visit nepa.gov.jm. This episode is sponsored by the Global Environment Facility, Inter-American Development Bank, and the Government of Jamaica's Integrated Management of the Yalas and Hope River Watershed Management Areas Project.
Follow Marlene and Philip on their All-Island tour as they discover and learn more about the National Environment and Planning Agency on NEPABEAT.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.